The Army today released a police report concerning an altercation between two Trump campaign staffers and an employee at Arlington National Cemetery. The incident took place back in August. That day, Donald Trump laid a wreath commemorating the third anniversary of the withdrawal from Afghanistan and the 13 U.S. service members who were killed by a terrorist bomb. NPR's Tom Bowman joins us in the studio now. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Juana.
So, Tom, I know you broke the story about this incident back in August. Why is the report coming out now?
Well, it's a result of a court order calling on the Army to release a police report after a lawsuit filed by American Oversight, which pushes for the release of government records. The report leaves a lot of questions, though. It's dated August 29th. All names are removed. Doesn't say whether Trump staffers were interviewed by police. It just indicates an altercation. Report says the words "with both hands" attempted to move past, says the staffer did not require medical attention, filed a sworn statement, and did not press charges. The report says, by the way, the investigation continues. So what happened here was after Trump laid the wreath, he and his aides went to Section 60 of the cemetery, reserved for those from the Iraq and Afghan wars. But the Trump team brought their own photographers and videographers, and that's not allowed.
Right.
Only official cemetery photographers. So this employee was shoved aside by these aides, and campaign photos and videos were taken.
At the time, Tom, what did the Trump campaign have to say about all this?
Well, they said they were invited to Section 60 by Gold Star families, those who lost loved ones in that terrorist bombing. And they said the cemetery employee had a mental breakdown, which the Army strongly denied, and said the employee was abruptly pushed aside. Then Donald Trump went on to say it was a made-up story, which, of course, a police report indicates it was not. It was a campaign issue for a time. Kamala Harris, her supporters, and some military officials, former military officials, said it all showed the Trump campaign's disrespect for the cemetery.
Interesting developments, Tom. So is this the end of all this?
Well, you know, we're not sure. The report says the employee declined to press any charges, so there's no sense of any court action, let's say. Through a source back in August, NPR did identify the Trump staffers, Justin Caparole and Michael Picard, who did not respond to emails. Trump spokesman Stephen Chung did, and he just said Trump was there to support Gold Star families.
NPR's Tom Bowman, thanks.
You're welcome.